Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot On-Site Training. Need training for your Drupal web team? Lullabot's staff of expert Drupal trainers can come on-site to your place of work with a curriculum customized just for you. Past training clients include Stanford University, Arizona State University, Best Buy, The Economist, Popular Science, the U.S. Department of Commerce, Turner Broadcasting, and many more. We've trained thousands of new Drupal developers, and we'd be happy to get your team up and running with the knowledge they need to make your Drupal project a success. Visit lullabot.com/training or call 877-LULLABOT for more information.
My name is Karo Negyashi, and I am the lead architect and the principal engineer of Clarity Digital, which owns nowpublic.com and examiner.com. And for NowPublic, we were developing a service which we call Scan, and this service analyzes tweets for news, because we are doing news and we wanted to give to newsrooms, which is able to, one, detect breaking news from Twitter, two, able to find tweets relevant to a certain news. And our problem was that, well, you know, Twitter, there are a lot of tweets, even more if you are doing statistics, and MySQL was totally unable to keep up with the write speed, and we're looking for some alternative. Of course, one alternative would have been to manually shard everything, but that's a real lot of development work, and we didn't want to do that. So we were looking at various alternatives, and that's how we found MongoDB, because one of the big features of MongoDB is that its writes are extremely fast, so that it's friendly, because Cassandra is even faster, but it's extremely unfriendly. It's one of the most unfriendly systems you have ever seen. So this is how we got into MongoDB.
And so with Drupal 7, we have pluggable field storage. And so instead of having fields stored as MySQL, you can basically put in a MongoDB backend. Is that right?
Yes. So one of the things we did when we were introducing Field API to core, we already knew, that was not hard to know, that SQL is a very poor choice for fields, because their schema is changing. Every field has a different schema, and you just cannot query, for example, a node with various fields effectively. So we already knew that SQL is a poor choice. At that time, though, MongoDB was not really known. It was very in development, even if it existed. I don't really remember. That was 2 years ago. Back then, only CouchDB was even close to being major. So we made our design decisions based on CouchDB. But pretty much that only meant that we made it so that if you have a document database, then you can rock. And indeed, MongoDB is a document-based database, and you rock with it. You can store arrays, you can store objects, you can index those things right in the database. So no matter how complicated your node is, it's going to be one document, it's going to be one index document, it is going to be fast.
So in MySQL, the current system that we have in Drupal 7 is going to be a lot of joins. Maybe you could explain like the existing system with MySQL and the issue with the joins and how the MongoDB takes a different approach from that.
Yeah, so you know, it's not even really field API specific. Your problem is that with SQL, if you have two tables, you join them and filter on one and order on the another, or filter on two tables, you cannot index that. It's simply not possible to index those. And Drupal 7, the default storage, puts every field into a different table, so you really get a lot of joins. Of course, you could say that, you know, CCK in Drupal 6 was able to put, for a given node type, everything into one table. This is, of course, doable. Barry Jaspin have written a pair bundle storage module which does this. But your problem is that then when you want to query, let's say, the five latest nodes of a user, regardless of type, you can't do that, because then they are in different tables. So you simply cannot you have no ways, you really have no effective ways to query that. So pretty much, no matter how you try to do it, you will very, very quickly find a query which you just cannot do, effectively. MongoDB, on the other hand, just takes the node object and stores it as it is. And then you can query on it. And that's the end of the story. It doesn't matter that different node types have different schemas, because this is a document database and it doesn't care about schema. Pretty much it uses a binary version of JSON. So pretty much anything that you would put in a JSON document, you can put it into MongoDB directly. And you can index it. That's what matters most. So even if it's a complicated object structure, even then you can index. So if you have, let's say, breaking news field, which if you know CCK, then it's going to be like breaking news and then a delta, which usually zero, and then a value. So it's a fairly complicated structure, but you are interested in the value. Now you can index on that. You can index on that. And this is why MongoDB is an extremely good fit. It's almost like if they were designed for each other. They are so good fit for each other. It's really a surprise, because as I have told you, we didn't design field API for MongoDB. We didn't find MongoDB to be a field storage. It just turned out that it is a great thing for that. On the other hand, this is not really a big surprise, because MongoDB was designed for websites. MongoDB was designed by a former founder of DoubleClick, who have written the database he wished he have. Dwight Veriman or something like that. I only remember his nick, which is Dwight. He designed this mostly, and nowadays works on it with a company called TenGen, which he and Elliot Horowitz have founded, and Clarity works with them, and we are very satisfied with them, as I must say. They are extremely quick answering any problem, fixing problems. MongoDB is developing very, very rapidly. So by the time you get there to build a 1.7, a Drupal 7 website, probably even newer MongoDBs with more features will be out there. Right now, the latest development tree is 1.5, the stable is going to be 1.6, and so on, like Linux originally. And probably in the second, third quarter of this year, their sharding is going to become stable. Right now it's alpha, which means that you will be able to write scale it also fairly infinitely, pretty much. Because, well, that's what sharding is, you know, that let's say the even node IDs go into this database, the odd node IDs go into this database, and this is handled absolutely transparently to you, and because this way writes become distributed, you can scale writes. This is something that MySQL also desperately lacks. This is, once again, how we got to MongoDB, is that while you can scale reads with MySQL, with replication, it's hopeless to do it right. SQL really poorly goes to scale writes. I don't really want to go into the theory behind it, but if you want to look up it, then Google for CAP, C-A-P theorem. It's very simple, by the way. It's just that outside of consistency, availability, and partition tolerance, you can only pick two. And NoSQL systems picked a different set of two than SQL did.
And so just a question with Drupal runs on the LAMP stack, which is Linux, Apache, MySQL, and PHP. Now, does this mean that if you're running Drupal, you can still run it on the LAMP stack with MySQL, and you get the MongoDB module that you're also then running it with the MongoDB backend? Or maybe talk a bit about like how those two interface, if you can have them operating at the same time.
So this really depends on what you do. So Drupal core, as it is written, uses MySQL or Postgres or SQLite. So it uses SQL. But a lot of things are pluggable in 7. most importantly, the field storage engine, but also sessions, caches, the queue system, so many things. And most of those things have a MongoDB equivalent. Also, right now I am working on a little module which will be, it's actually a bunch of include files, which will be able to make Drupal work with most simple SQL statements right out of MongoDB. But even before that's finished, so let's get back to where we are currently, what is working currently. So while you need MySQL for Drupal, but it's only needed to warm your caches. So how, if I take, for example, how Xminer is built, although Drupal core still writes to the node table, but the fields are not written into any sort of SQL. They are only found in MongoDB, and we do not query ever those tables. The only queries against MySQL that happens are the system queries, but those are cached by core itself. So right now, if you install memcache and a few caching modules like passcache and entitycache, then you can have Drupal core boot without touching SQL. And then if you have a page which pulls its data out of MongoDB, it's not going to touch at all MySQL. You can actually do that. You load a Drupal page, shut down MySQL because now your caches are warm, reload the page, it's going to load without MySQL at all. For Drupal 8, I would like to see even the few remaining SQL queries that are hardwired into 7 gone. There are not many left. There are 121 SQL strings left, but with the new database driver, these are always static strings, which makes it easy to deal with them. Complicated queries already go through the query builder, which of course makes it very easy, because once you have a query builder, whether it goes into SQL or it goes into MongoDB, it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. Of course, MySQL has a lot more features than MongoDB, so there are a lot of things that you cannot really do. So if you write a really complicated SQL query, that you will not be able to run against Mongo. But on the other hand, most of the times those queries are not going to perform. So it's a question whether the ability to those write queries worth anything if they are not performing at all.
Well, so just in conclusion here, it seems like, you know, a lot of the scaling and performance and scaling strategies for existing websites is to still have the MySQL database in the back end, but throw all sorts of different caching layers at many different layers. And it sounds like when you're dealing something with Twitter, when you're getting an influx of, you know, 5 million tweets a day, or how many of it is, you know, by the time this is aired, it's growing every day. But, you know, it seems like it's introducing new problems that you're having to drop MySQL and turn to MongoDB.
So while you get new problems, our experience is that your new problems are going to be a lot smaller and a lot easier to handle. Honestly, what MongoDB does is that it cuts out a few months of your development, because you don't need to bother with denormalizing all your tables to be able to write performance SQL queries. This is pretty much what MongoDB buys you. I am of honest opinion that anybody who will build a large Drupal 7 website will need it. We need MongoDB. Without it, it's just, you are reinventing the wheel if you are not using it, honestly. You are truly reinventing the wheel. There is already a MongoDB Views backend. It's pretty much in a skeleton stage, but it's there, it's working. So if somebody who uses Views would go into and actually finish it, then it would even work with Views. It's not impossible to do. It's actually very easy to do, because Views 3 has pluggable backends. So I think that Drupal and MongoDB will have quite a big future together.
Great. And maybe just one final prediction here in terms of, like, you know, you're very involved with the Drupal 7 core process, and you're working on one of the few big, large enterprise sites that's developing on Drupal 7. So what are you sort of seeing happen from the next year out? What do you expect to see?
What was very interesting here in San Francisco so far that although we were discussing new features, most of them actually harkens back to take the existing features and clean them up. So Drupal 8 surely is going to introduce a lot of exciting new things. It seems that we got to a point where we have really most of what we wanted, and it is a high time to clean up. There is a lot of things to clean up, and it seems that we really mature. You know, I am seeing problems with the menu systems, which I barely have seen when I have written it, like more than 4 years ago. You know, the current menu system was written pretty much 2005 winter, 2006 winter. So we have these systems that the current generation of people have written. We had a few releases with them. We know the problems, and it's more going to be more like a simplifying, problem-solving release than adding such big things again as field API. We are getting to the point where we have what we need. Just we need a little time, like 2-4 years, to clean them up.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much.